Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a good morning to all. I got caught here in the middle of a yawn, so hold on for a second. You know, those yawns are tough to stop. You know how I used to tease my mother? Well, I had a phenomenal relationship with my parents. People say, well, what happened on the dark side when you grew up? Absolutely nothing. What kind of problems did my parents have with my brother and I? Other than the fact that I was a troublemaker, no problems. Today, it's every other person. Well, you know, this is what happened when I... Anyway, enough about my perfect life and a little more about the speech that I saw this morning. I was fortunate enough, I wasn't aware of the time that it was on, but I was fortunate enough to flick on the tube and see Trump give his speech live at Davos, Switzerland. Now, when Trump gives a speech, if he doesn't start with personal attacks and insults, if he can get through his speech without that, I think a lot of us are just conditioned to say it was a good speech. Now, I happened to watch it on MSNBC only because I wanted to see the suddenly turned genius in every area. And it's, I mean, goodness, I always liked Joe Scarborough. He was so nice to me. And Scarborough was making comments on the speech. And you could sense the frustration, because he really couldn't find anything wrong with the speech. You know how you're always searching. I can't stand this person. Here's what he or she did wrong. He couldn't. It was a fine speech. It was given to a bunch of guys blowing hot air. A lot of them billionaires and heads of companies. It's okay. And he made a key statement in there that registered was a clarification. First of all, there was nothing wrong with his inaugural speech when he said that he was putting America first. I thought that was wonderful. He didn't finish the sentence. Every country should put themselves first. And he's found out that unless you say something that is absolutely clear in nature and can't be questioned, he's going to get criticized. And he was talking about the great year, not so much in the sense of being braggadocio, which is just inherent in his nature anyway, but in terms of how the world has benefited by his first term in office. Not only talked about putting America first, but every country putting themselves first. And then having a unified effort to solve global problems. I wonder how this disgusting press is going to address that issue when it comes up. This is the week of the year anniversary of Trump's presidency. I mean, I'm just talking to myself. Have you ever seen a year that's gone by so fast? It's been amazing. His pension, that is Trump's pension for creating drama and distorting the reality of his supporters and inciting madness in his detractors. But after a year in office, we're starting to judge presidents on their records, which is what I said from the beginning, not just on predictions, what they may do in their hallucinatory delusional behavior while in office. If there are bad parts to the first year, Trump should take the blame. And I'm going to focus on a lot of the good things today because there's kind of a little bit of a reluctancy in accepting it, but it's getting more and more difficult. You got all these countries now pouring in billions of dollars into the American economy. And, oh, yeah, by the way, this is my trademark statement. How you doing in the market? I sense now, instead of the antipathy and hatred, I sense a lot of silence from people responding. You know why? Because you can't deny what he's doing. And I said here earlier, and after a year in office, we can start judging presidents on their records and not just predictions of what they may do. Trump is going to get this wall. At what price? I don't know. I don't want it at the price of one legalizing 1.8 million illegals. I, who am not president, I certainly would be open to discussions on the 800,000 DACA people, because there is another. I mean, there is another story to this, and you know, you don't often hear me sound this compassionate. It's not that I'm not. It's just that I look at things in a hard reality sense. Bill Parcells used to say, "You are what your record is." Hillary Clinton should understand and accept that when it came to the votes for the presidency of the United States. But let's leave her out of this. So we've got a lot of positive progress in this administration. I mean, how to handle it and run it on the inside, that's one thing. All the potential firings and the back and forth and backstabbing. And I mean, it's part of every administration. And I can tell you it was part of the Barack Hussein Obama administration. But he was able to keep such a tight lip on things that a lot of this didn't come out. And there's still a big story here to tell. It's a huge story. And that story will be coming out, I think, as these investigations continue to move along. It looks like Jeff Sessions is waking up. I mean, that one to me is... Now, that honestly, I think, was my biggest misjudgment of this whole administration. I said, boy, he's got the number one guy. I love Jeff Sessions. And then, I'm looking at this more objectively, and I'm saying, does he look in a daze? Does he look like that? I think he's 72, that his day has come and gone. You know, I understand when people reach that age, it seems to be that way for a lot of things. But if you want to go back and relive the experiences of your life 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you're okay doing it. You just can't think what you did 10 minutes ago. So let's not hold it against Trump for all the wonderful things he's established. I know I'm going to disagree with a lot of people, but it's been a great year, not a good year. Certainly on the matter of policy, on the matter of creating millions of jobs. I think it's 2.5 million. I mean, the numbers here are staggering. And I mean, again, the market's up today. You know, I mean, it's shocking when it goes down 20 or 30 points. It's wonderful. And I never get, you know, Mae West used to say, too much of a good thing is wonderful. I never get sick of looking at this market these days. So there are some other things that factor into Trump's success. And I think one of them is that, and you saw it in the election, it was kind of a tip. People are fed up with the same old, same old. They're just fed up. And now as you look back and you think, I'm using Jeb Bush because the guy is really quite intelligent. I think he's a lot smarter than George W. George W. was no dunce, as the media portrayed him. Funny how they portrayed Reagan as a dunce. They portrayed George W. Bush as a dunce. But they praised Jimmy Carter. And Carter was smart. Just not a nice person. They praised Carter as a genius. Bill Clinton as a genius. Again, Bill Clinton. Hard to deny. Obviously a very bright guy. Obama. I'm glad we're in a break. I don't want to talk about Obama today. If I can help it. We're 1/4 through the show. Can I help it? I don't know. We'll come back with some of the good news.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well,
oh. All right, we're back, and going to touch on some of the good things here that that Trump has done. I've gone over them and over them, but it's like having the patience dealing with children's who have attention deficit or learning disabilities, and you have to be extremely patient, and you have to take the time by going over things and over things and over things. And even though the person doing it, and God bless them all, they create such a wonderful service for people, you have to have an upbeat attitude through the whole thing. So I'm trying to be that way with the mentally lacking left in this country. When I talk about, again, what Trump has accomplished. Now, he talked about that at Davos this morning. As I said, he did a wonderful job. Talked about, and the key thing in that speech to me was, and I started out the show by saying, America first. I still don't know what's wrong with it. And then he just expanded it. I know this is what he meant when he started his initial conversation on it, but he isn't the most accomplished person talking. That's for sure. And he said every country should look at their country first, and then we should work together. So for those who are pro-globalization, I mean, I give him a lot of credit coming out for this globalization conference. And did you see the round of applause? You know, I'm sorry. There is no round of applause. But all these companies like Toyota and others are going to be contributing billions of dollars into the American economy. And it's a domino effect. The results are going to be felt everywhere. Nobody's done this. This is much more aggressive even than what Ronald Reagan did. Of course, Ronald Reagan was likable to just about everyone, and that, you know, likability is an important component of the presidency. Here was 3 months into the presidency when there was a movement to push forward impeachment. Some of the things that go unnoticed, a lot of the things are high in profile. But when you look at Justice Gorsuch, Neil Gorsuch, Trump kept his promise. He got the most conservative guy around. He exceeded the expectations of conservative critics. And even me, the expectations were exceeded. And properly focused on long-term policy gains, it's the judiciary, starting with his top selection of Neil Gorsuch to replace Antonin Scalia, and the circumstances surrounding Scalia's death. Really strange. Really, really strange. And you can go on the internet and investigate it, because if I tell you the circumstances surrounding his death, you'd say, oh, there I go again. Very, very strange. Everything happens in politics. And some of the things you see in movies, you know, you can't wait to see these exciting spy movies, a lot of them, to, you know, to just to give an example. And the cruelty displayed and the non-sympathetic attitudes towards the people who believe that their cause is primary. I have begun in earnest to believe that a lot of these conspiracy theories are true. And I could list here accordingly the number of these mysterious deaths, number 48. Sorry, folks. You can't deny these facts, and they're not. As Kellyanne said, that they're not. Kellyanne Conway. You can't. They're not alternative facts. They're facts. And Trump has, and you know, I guess you got to give Mitch McConnell credit now and then. Although I'm telling you, they would be far better off, the Republicans, with McConnell and Ryan out of there. They've gotten appellate judges admitted at really a historic clip. You see, you're not going to hear about this every day in the news. You won't hear about it from any place that's left ideologue driven. That's for darn sure. Trump's judges at all levels have been in sync with a conservative judicial philosophy. So you go back and you say, and I know this because I'm a businessman. And you go back and you say, well, how about giving all this money to Hillary and to Gillibrand and to Mario Cuomo, all these discussed. I don't know if he gave any to de Blasio, who is, I mean, he's like a freak, Big Bird. You know why you do that? It's because you schmooze your opponents to gain favor. It's done every day in lobbying, and it's perfectly acceptable to do in business. Because business is non-political in nature or bipartisan in nature. So what Trump did then is not what he's doing now. And he's at least giving the indications that he's a pretty much a conservative, but a maverick conservative. A populist conservative. And if that's the case, then he and I are very much alike. I think any other comparisons be ridiculous, but they all go in his favor. But that's okay. I really don't want to be president of the United States, so I'm not throwing my hat into it. Let Oprah do it. Let P. Diddy do it. Let all these other really qualified people do it. And you know what the scariest part of it all is? The scariest part of it is, with how far down the bar has gone in this country, is they could actually get elected. That's the scariest part of it. So thank goodness for the judges, because that, you know, that could be 30, 40 years of good luck unless there's some foul play. And Trump has done it. And it's going to long, long exceed his presidency. Want to hear some more good things about Donald Trump? And I assume if you didn't, you would have turned this radio off by now. We'll be back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Tom Hopkins, and I'm excited to send this little message to you because as our nation's number one how-to sales trainer, it's an honor when I meet people who do so much for the profession of selling. And having been interviewed by Stu Taylor and seeing and hearing in his voice, and even though I've never met him, I can tell he has a passion for what he does, and I just hope all of you that are in sales take advantage of the knowledge that he brings, because the people he has on that show can change your life.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play a song.
All right, we return, and a highly acclaimed book, Richard's Rabbit, is our next topic here. And Mary Bray is the author of this book. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. It's a story of a boy named Richard who wants a pet for his birthday. And welcome to the show, Mary. Where did this idea come from, and what was your purpose of writing the book?
Hi, Stu. Thank you for having me. My purpose for writing the book was basically my son's name is Richard, and he did actually bring home a rabbit. So it is based on some true happenings in my child's life, and it just really touched my heart, so I decided to write it. And it's a very, very cute story. I mean, I think every child at every age wants a, you know, some type of pet. And for me to actually let my child keep the pet that he brought home off the street was, I just thought it was a great idea to write a book about.
Yeah, I had a similar experience with Boris the rabbit many years ago when my parents let me keep Boris. there's just something about it. Even with an animal that I don't know how you'd rate how communicative a rabbit is. It's that old debate. I mean, for me, it's dogs, dogs, dogs. But people get hooked on this, and there's got to be a little story behind the book. What else in depth is this book about?
You know, it's also I feel like it's just something that, you know, as a parent, you don't really think that your children are ready for things like that. Or, you know, you don't want them to grow up. And giving him a chance in the story and in real life, giving my children and my child, Richard, a chance to, you know, take care of another living thing. You know, and of course, if he would not have done such a great job, I would have done it myself. But, you know, you have to believe in your child that they are capable, from what you've taught them, to take care of another human life, whether it, you know, be a rabbit or a dog or whatever type of pet that you'd like to get your child.
Aside from some people just inherently disliking pets and animals, and I can't even imagine why, is this a case or a test to find out what kind of responsibility a kid has?
I think our children, from what we have taught them, they know a lot more than, you know, than what we think. They they literally listen to everything that comes out of our words, our, you know, mother, father, even like an older sibling. So, you know, they take that and they learn from what we say. And I think that we just need to give them a little bit more understanding and confidence that they can do the things that we think they might not be able to.
Mary, have you written other books?
I actually have a few more books that will be coming out. I have Silly Samantha and Elizabeth's Pumpkin. So they will be coming out within the next couple of years. I'm not finished with the illustrations, and I do want the illustrations to be a lot better.
Do you do the illustrations yourself?
No, actually, my son Richard Jr., who is the person I wrote the book on, he did some illustrations. I did some illustrations. And I think I just need for him to do it because he draws a lot better than I do.
Well, I think this is a nice family experience, and I thank you for coming on with your book.
Thank you so much.
Rabbit, and it is published by Fulton Books. Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to continue along here, and I want to get back to the contributions of one Donald Trump. And first of all, the Supreme Court and also district judges everywhere. I think this goes under the radar screen for most people. It's not because they're stupid. It's just that we can't, I'll say we collectively often can't visualize the benefits. And you see it in a major case when you get a swing vote and it's because you have somebody of your party who is the majority in the Supreme Court. And I wish no evil at all on Sonia Sotomayor, who is, I think, thinking of leaving shortly, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who just keeps going on and on and on. If they leave in Trump's administration, we're going to get two more conservative judges. There'll be brutal fighting. You'll be hearing about the fact that there's the nuclear option and the filibuster. That's okay. Republicans hold an edge here, unlike they do not hold an edge when it comes to a 60-vote minimum in order to secure things. And we're talking about the amnesty deal and everything else. When you need 60 votes and you only got 51 of your own in Congress, you're going to need some votes from the other side. And those are the issues that are hard to reconcile. And, I, you know, I simply accept that as part of the legal process in this country. So number two is tax cuts here. And, I mean, this is so, honest to goodness, this is so remarkable. I can't explain it. And maybe it's because I think there are 53% of the people who own money have money in the market, and I'm thankfully one of the 53%. And if you talk to someone else who's, you know, I have a dear friend who who's in real estate. He owns a lot of property, and he's never even touched the market. And he's, you know, he's a multimillionaire. There are many ways to make the money, but for most of us, including me, I mean, my days of investing in real estate and doing all the, and I have in the past, and it's worked out. I don't want to go through it. I don't want to go through it. And it's probably better to go through right now where there are opportunities out there, because Donald Trump said, and this is so, so important, I can't even overestimate the value of putting in one new regulation and getting rid of two, and then it was three. And I don't think I misheard this in his talk this morning. He talked about getting rid of one putting in one regulation and getting rid of 21. Businesses are ecstatic. Absolutely ecstatic. So this tax bill and the removal of regulations, tax cuts are a long overdue pro-growth step, and the movers of this program should be commended. in larger child tax credits, caps on the use of large deductions for mortgages, and state and local taxes as well for high-income taxpayers are welcome steps towards a fairer tax. And that whole code happening, you know, I think, you know, the Republicans, you know, it's crumbs on the table, as Nancy Pelosi said, that all these taxpayers, in addition to the bonuses given out in businesses and the taxpayers, you're talking millions of people who are getting $2,000, $3,000 back, maybe more. And I can remember during the Obama administration, and I can't remember what date, he was bragging about a $40 rebate to American citizens. It's absolutely unbelievable. The Obama mandate is gone. It's a policy so unpopular that even Obama had campaigned against it in the 2008 Democratic primaries. And they're talking about Trump flip-flopping. Yeah, he may flip-flop, but in the end, he seems to be making the right decisions, doesn't he? I don't know why I have to keep reminding people about this, but I think most of us are on board. Coming back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
Joining us is our final guest of the morning. Her name is Marie Skrobak, and she has a book out that's called The Secret Language of Trees. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and she's here to join us. And a very good morning to you, Marie. It's nice to have you on.
Good morning. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
And first of all, I mean, any book that talks about a dog, right away, it's got two thumbs up for me. I mean, such a passion for dogs. So talk about the dog Doppler and what was the impetus for writing this book?
You know, this book was something that kind of came to me with sudden inspiration one day when I was sitting outside. It was a windy day, and it just seemed to me that the pine trees on one side of the road were having this conversation with hardwoods on the other side of the road. You know, they were creaking, groaning, making all these noise that trees do, and it just came across to me as a conversation. So I began to have this idea about a book, and I thought, what would be a great setting for it? And I thought of my father's farm that he inherited from his parents. And so I made that the setting, and I used him as the main character, and he actually has a dog named Doppler, who's the best dog in the world. And that became the inspiration for the characters in my book.
Okay, that's certainly well explained, and I mean, there's no justification needed, but certainly if there would be, that sounds like a great setting. And so what makes the relationship between your father, I guess, is that Farmer Bill in the book?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. What makes the relationship between Farmer Bill and Doppler so special?
You know, the bond that he has with his dog as they're out exploring nature, I think is something that would be very easy for kids to relate to. In real life, he's out all the time on his acreage in the woods observing nature, and he passed on the love of all those things to me. And I think it comes across in the book that this is kind of an adventure that the two of them are on together.
So give us the setting. You've got the character development. You've got the setting. I'm thinking of this from this point of choreography. What transpires with the two of them without giving away the whole nature of the book?
Farmer Bill has his everyday routine concerning his gardens and getting produce to market, but he also has a vast area of his acreage that's covered by these majestic trees. So he loves every day to take a walk with his dog through these trees. And as he's out there thinking he's taking a quiet walk in nature, he's just not aware that there are actually voices all around him at that moment, conversations being had.
Is one of the highlights of the book or the themes of the book, don't forget to smell the roses?
Yes. That would definitely be something that is in the theme of the book. It's also, about teamwork and solving problems together and how everybody has ideas that should be heard and can be helpful.
What is the age range for this book, the demographic?
That's a good question. People say it varies a bit depending on the child's, ability to read and their personal interests. But the feedback I've been getting is approximately age 3 to age 7.
Okay. What was more difficult writing this book? Was it the plot or the character? I assume the character development, you know about it, your father.
But sure.
What was there a real difference?
That's a very good question. And I would have to say I've never had inspiration strike like this in my life. It really all came to me. I have to say it wasn't difficult. It all flowed, and it seemed to be all complete within me before I even sat down.
All right, I want to thank you for joining us. Obviously a touching story on many fronts. And if you get a chance, buy the book, The Secret Language of Trees, written by our esteemed guest, Marie Skrobak. Marie, thank you very, very much. Touching.
Thank you very much, too. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. We only got a couple of minutes left here, so let me jump right back to Trump. I had hoped to get into a lot of his accomplishments, but we're going to have to relegate it to one, and that's regulatory relief and the fact that he's moved on many, many fronts from net neutrality to environmental regulations. I don't think you can quibble about that. I'm on his side on that. These regulatory burdens on the country just kill us. They cost taxes. They destroy businesses. They kill freedom. This cannot be underestimated what he's done. And I don't know of another president. I mean, I think back to Reagan and deregulation, but nothing like this. And for that, I absolutely applaud Trump. I think it's a total win-win. And I know a lot of what goes on, like Trump is undoing piece by piece the terrible, terrible things about the Obama administration. And I know that a lot of these things that are happening in this administration can be undone after the tenure of the president is over. But this is a major step forward. And what it also does is prevent that precipitous fall into an abyss that we were headed for with Obama, and that Hillary Clinton, without doubt, would have put us in. And on that note, I want to thank you all for listening. See you back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.